Aware of all things politic, if not for anything other than just for the sheer hilarity.
It gives me a lot of comedic material for my sermons.
You can take to the pulpit with these little nuggets if you wish.
Yes.
These are, according to the fine folks at Politico, the 11 dumbest tweets of 2013 from politicians. To quote the article, an unadulterated dose of a politician's true personality. So, in no particular order, here they are.
Bring it.
And by the way, this cuts across all the entire political spectrum. Conservative Republicans and liberal Democrats and everything in between. No one is immune from a dumb tweet in 20... Misspoke there. No one tweet. Well, you know what I'm trying to say. Representative Paul Labrador, not to be confused with the dog, he's a Republican from Idaho, tweeted out in the middle of this television show, quote, "Me likey broke girls." Big fan of the show Two Broke Girls, and so he felt compelled. What I find interesting, too, also about Mr. Labrador is his first name is Raul. And he's a Republican from Idaho named Raul. Me likey broke girls.
How does a guy named Raul get elected in Idaho? That's where Randy Weaver was from. I can't imagine Randy Weaver voting for Raul.
Very much Bobby Jindal is the governor of Louisiana, I'm putting down telling you.
I like Jindal.
I
like
too.
He came out with a pretty strong statement for Phil Robertson.
He's a no-nonsense guy.
He is.
But you tell me that an Indian American is governor of Louisiana.
Well, it's like Nikki Haley in South Carolina. Same thing.
You'll appreciate this one, Pigskin. You'll dig into this one over here. From Representative Bruce Braley, Democrat of Iowa, during the NCAA tournament. It's official. Ohio State is the luckiest team in the tournament. Hashtag trail of tears. Now, having had ancestors who actually had to come west from Florida on the trail of tears, that can be a little off-putting. But you got to think not too many folks up in Iowa. Of course, he is an Iowa State alum, and as is the host of this program, Justin Acri. So we'll forgive him, I guess. From Representative Steve Stockman, Republican of Texas. Keep in mind the geography there. The best thing about the earth is if you poke holes in it, oil and gas comes out.
Obviously, a man of science.
Right, exactly. Very profound thought there.
And that's true so long as you're not doing it over a septic tank.
It's true. Well, let me tell you something. I felt the same way about that. I poked a hole in me from time to time. Some gas has come out, too. Representative Yvette Clark, who is a Democrat of New York, she, of course, tweeted this out as she's reading to a class of fourth graders, quote, "Abraham hashtag Lincoln was the 14th. I'm not making it up. Abraham hashtag Lincoln. That's got to be the first time that I've ever uttered that.
Then she followed it with at Ford's Theater.
Boy. J.W. Booth sucks. You know, one of the fuck out of them. Well, again, Ms. Clark.
Team Booth.
Team Booth or Team Lincoln. Representative Clark tweeting out, quote, "Abraham hashtag Lincoln was the 14th president of the United States."
Well, he was the 16th president.
Potato, Mr. Vice President.
I believe
the 14th
was Franklin Pierce.
It was. And then you had Buchanan.
And Buchanan is in between.
Yes. You had a run there. Fillmore, Pierce, Buchanan, and they all couldn't
Phil
think
Robertson
of
Phil Robertson would not have voted for James Buchanan for obvious reasons.
Way too many Wigs thrown in there.
Yeah.
Not that they follow the Federalist. Senator John Cornyn of Texas, Republican of Texas. Let's see, the Secretary of State John Kerry, following a set of marathon meetings that pulled in major figures from some of the most powerful nations on the planet, announced a preliminary deal that had been reached in the to rein in the Iranian enrichment of uranium. So say that three times. Iranian enrichment of uranium. This is basically when they cut a deal to send in monitors to look for Iranian nuclear program. This has happened just recently, by the way, at the end of November, while amidst all the chaos of the health care situation, Senator Cornyn tweets, "Amazing what the White House will do to distract attention from O-Care." Maybe not exactly Senator Cornyn, who I consider a fine man, maybe not grasping the full range there of attempting something there with the Iranians on nukes. Valerie Jarrett, who is a senior White House advisor and considered...
she is in the inner circle of Obama.
This is as close as it gets to Obama.
Obama loves her. He loves her, absolutely.
So she tweets out in October... Keep in mind, this is in October. Valerie Jarrett tweets out, fact, nothing in hashtag Obamacare, not to be confused with hashtag Lincoln, but nothing in hashtag Obamacare forces people out of their health plans. No change is required unless insurance companies change existing plans. Then that would mean that a change is required, and of course we now know that to be.
In the recent book by Halperin and Heilman, it was a follow-up to Game Change about the last election.
Yes.
You cannot believe how many Democrats, not Republicans, that goes without saying, but Democrats just despise Valerie Jarrett.
Yeah,
she is a very controversial figure.
Yes, she is his so-called hammer in the White House. She's the one that goes after
I think that's why Robert Gibbs quit. I think Gibbs just hated her.
Didn't like her. Yeah. She's got the presence here. Yeah. Senator John McCain tweeted this out after Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, the Iranian, commented on the Iranian space program. Senator McCain, which I think is kind of funny, actually. I like John McCain. Any man that was
says what's on his mind.
Says what's on his mind.
He really does.
Hey, I had a chance to meet him one time, and I was joking with him about him being plain spoken, and he looked and said, "When you've been beaten to within an inch of your life every day for several years, you pretty much know what's important and not important."
Well said.
So Senator McCain tweeted out, "So Mahmoud Ahmadinejad wants to be the first Iranian in space. Wasn't he just there last week?"
Oh, tip your waiters and waitresses.
I've got to take a crack at the Republican National Committee. This is no pun intended, I believe, here, but maybe someone didn't think this all the way through as they tweeted this out. Nice try, let's put it that way. A nice try, of course, Rosa Parks, remembering for her
refusal to take the back of the bus.
She was tired. She was seated in the front of the bus there in Birmingham, Montgomery, Alabama, seated in the front of the bus and just said, "You know what? I'm too tired. I'm not going to go to the back and stand up. I'm going to sit right here." So she's very famous for taking a stand by sitting. This is what the Republican National Committee tweeted out on the anniversary of that event. "Today we remember Rosa Parks' bold stand and her role in ending racism."
Stand?
Maybe not quite the most operative
word. She didn't stand.
Culture. Correct.
That's how she did it.
So, Representative Juan Vargas, Democrat of California, tweeted out the following: "Providing the open remarks at my briefing that brought awareness of the sexual exploitation of our children." Keep in mind, this is Mr. Vargas. How did he capture? Everybody makes a typo. But Vargas has posted tweets about an event he attended last fall. Providing the open remarks at my briefing that brought awareness of the sexual exploration of our children. Vargas might be back. Need a little spell check. Well,
he needs a better proofreader, I would say.
Let's see. Pro-life Congressman Steve Stockman, a Republican of Texas, tweeted out the following: "Our campaign bumper sticker: if babies had guns, they wouldn't be aborted." Regardless of how you feel on the issues, that is some pretzel logic that I can't even
say. So he's basically saying we need to arm all babies before they're born. I think getting the guns to them is probably going to be a feat.
I have the whole sort of, and I know...
logistically, it's going to present some problems.
Matt, I know we're up against time, but we have time for just one more. Wrap it all up. Representative Steve King, Republican of Iowa, on June 13th, tweeted out the following: quote, 20 brazen self-confessed illegal aliens have just invaded my D.C. office. Obama's lawless order gives them de facto immunity from U.S. law. I'm not sure how you 20 self-professed, brazen self-professed illegal aliens, violent mob, they were but they were actually high school graduates in their graduation garb in his office. So there you go. Misunderstood. So there you go.